Hey, welcome back in to the David O. Gray Show. Off code, unscripted, on St. Dominic's Media. Hey, while you're here, why don't you guys go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Matter of fact, I'll go ahead and do a dance for you while you subscribe. You know, because I'll just pause the show for a moment, give you a moment to subscribe. Because we're dropping videos like every day. Don't want you to miss anything. So go ahead, hit subscribe, and I'll do a dance for you while you get that done. Let's go. Are you done yet? Because I'm tired. All right, let's get into this video. Kamala Harris, who's running for president of the United States, vice president now, is a disgusting politician. Just disgusting. No, nobody should even question that. One thing that she's done, you know, yesterday I did a video about being Columbus Day. And I did a video about around this time every year, there's just open attacks on Christopher Columbus. Which is unfortunate because the man is dead. He can't defend himself. Now the charge that, oh, he was a practicing Jew. He's actually a Jew. And so I did a video about that, but I'd be remiss, it being Columbus Day, and I didn't talk about how Kamala Harris has always used her positions of power to try to persecute Catholics. At every opportunity she was given as senator, and perhaps before that. Anytime someone came up before her to get a federal judgeship, had a hearing, she always used that as an opportunity to persecute them for their membership in the Knights of Columbus. She's a disgusting person. She's an abortion whore. She always, you know, you ever notice that people who are obsessed about a thing turn out to be personally invested by that thing? Such as when Barack Obama, he's always so pro-gay. Everything's like, oh, we gotta do this for the gays, do this for the LGBT, right? And then we found out the man's a bisexual, right? So he's personally invested. And the same with Kamala Harris. I mean, she's such an abortion whore. You know her body's just a walking crime scene. Her body's just a graveyard for babies that have died there. The woman should be probably walking around with a murder scene tape all around her body. She's such an abortion whore. But she uses that, her obsession, her need to justify child murder and child sacrifice to openly attack Knights of Columbus. And by proxy, attack Christ and his church. She's a disgusting person. Her entire party, Democrat Party, is possessed by Satan, infested by Satan. All they do is attack what is good and what is true, right? So let's re-attack this. I know EWTN did a video about her anti-Catholic bigotry, her attacking the Knights of Columbus. I was talking about this back in 2020 when I was talking about her and Joe Biden, the most anti-Catholic ticket, the ticket is just anti-Catholic bigotry on display. So we're going to watch EWTN's video. Check out mine back in 2020. Make a couple comments. This is David O. Gray Show. Off code, unscripted. Let's get into it now.
Can you think of any laws that give government the power to make decisions about the male body?
I'm happy to answer a more specific question.
There are some questions Harris asked in the Senate Judiciary Committee that Catholic voters may want to know about.
In Article 6 of the Constitution, it very explicitly bans religious tests for public office. And that's precisely what Kamala Harris did.
In May 2018, in written questions for the nomination of Peter Phipps for the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Pennsylvania, then Senator Harris noted Phipps' membership in the Catholic fraternal organization, the Knights of Columbus, asking if he carried out the Knights' mission of defending the right to life of every human being from the moment of conception to natural death. In November of that same year, Harris scrutinized another Knights' membership, that time with nominee Paul Mady, as he was being considered for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. She asked if Mady was aware the Knights of Columbus opposed a woman's right to choose and whether he believes that a fetus is entitled to any protection under the U.S. Constitution. And then in December 2018, Harris grilled a third judicial nominee over his Knights involvement, Brian Bisher, who was nominated to the U.S. District Court for the District of Nebraska. Harris stated the Knights have, quote, taken a number of extreme positions and asked, among other questions, whether Bisher believed abortion is the killing of the innocent on a massive scale.
I mean, really inappropriate questions that have nothing to do with a person's ability and their loyalty to this country and their previous service.
Catholic attorney Mary Fiorito looks back on Harris's zeroing in on the largest Catholic fraternal organization in the world.
As someone who was running for higher office, they're always looking to where their big donors are standing. And of course, two of her hugest donors have been, you know, advocacy groups for redefinition of marriage and advocacy groups for abortion.
In response to Harris's past scrutiny of the Knights, the Archdiocese of San Francisco, where Harris got her political start, tells EWTN News in Depth, any reasonable and informed person would not disparage members of one of the world's largest charitable organizations that supports widows, orphans, and the less fortunate. The Knights of Columbus adhere to the highest standards of professional, ethical, and moral conduct.
So you saw that, you heard that. So yeah, Kamala Harris had used this line of attack both in public hearings and in written statements. And so she's never hid the fact that she is an anti-Catholic bigot, and she has a big problem with the Catholic Church and her teaching on the sanctity and dignity of all human life at the moment of conception. So it's no surprise, even today, when you see that she doesn't even want to go to the Al Smith dinner and be around Catholics. She hates Catholics. In fact, she probably wouldn't even serve as Joe Biden's vice president if she didn't know he was a fake Catholic, that he rejected church teaching on life. So Kamala Harris is a disgusting human being who hates Christ and his church. But here's a video I did back in 2020 when I go a little bit more in depth about her positions against Christ and his church, and against human life, and her open attacks on the Knights of Columbus. Now, both her and Joe Biden have made a career out of disproportionately incarcerating black men, but they also share another thing in common, is their hostility towards the Catholic Church. Never before has a major party nominee as someone who has used their position as senator to issue a religious litmus test against a Catholic who was nominated for the seat on the federal bench, attempting to disqualify him on the grounds of her personal bigotry against Catholics, asking Brian Boucher a question that she prefaced with lace Catholicism, saying that since 1993, you have been a member of the Knights of Columbus, an all-male society comprised primarily of Catholic men. In 2016, Carl Anderson, she said, the leader of Knights of Columbus, described abortion as a legal regime that has resulted in more than 40 million deaths. Then she says, Mr. Anderson went on to say that abortion is the killing of the innocent on a massive scale. Then she asks Brian, after prefacing the question in this way, she says, were you aware that the Knights of Columbus opposed a woman's right to choose when you joined the organization? Senator Kamala Harris then went on to ask Brian whether he is aware that the Knights of Columbus opposed marriage equality when he joined the organization, and whether he had ever in any way assisted or contributed to advocacy against women's reproductive rights, as she calls them. Following Kamala's lead, her colleague in the committee, Mazie Hirono of Hawaii, went on to try to intimidate and bully Boucher with more bigotry by asking whether he intended to end his membership with his organization to avoid any appearance of bias. This is the person who the Democrats want to have as their person who is a heartbeat away from the person who would be the oldest person ever elected as president and who is clearly already suffering from dementia. This person, this anti-Catholic bigot, Kamala Harris. And we are not even going to talk about the way she, we're not even going to get into the way she treated Catholic Justice Kavanaugh during his confirmation. I mean, the woman's a Catholic bigot. Not only that, this is the first person that a political party has nominated for vice president. Someone who has used her position as attorney general to not only defend Planned Parenthood, or planned genocide, as I call it, for their harvesting of aborted baby parts, but went after the media group Center for Media Progress, who exposed planned genocide for their demonic activity. While she was campaigning for United States Senator in 2016, on the platform of being a planned genocide candidate, she used her position as attorney general to launch a raid on David Daladin's apartment. David was the lead investigator for the Pro-Life Center for Medical Progress, and apparently had some more videos to release against Planned Parenthood, proving that they are in the business of harvesting and selling aborted baby parts. So Kamala Harris launched this raid, which resulted in a seizure of David's laptop and multiple hard drives. Also, watch my video about how during the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, Kamala Harris dared to publicly and explicitly state that God approves of abortion. This woman is evil, perhaps possessed. Perhaps she's a possessed demon. I mean, at this point, we just have to wonder. I mean, she's such an anti-Catholic bigot. It's so entrenched into the planned genocide. You have to wonder. But everyone should be aware of this. So you saw that, I heard that. If you want to watch both of these videos of how, you know, my commentary or, you know, my little bubble in the bottom, I'll link both of those in the description box below so you can check them out. But nothing has changed since 2020. Kamala Harris is still an anti-Catholic bigot. She doesn't need your vote. She needs your prayers. She needs your a petition that she gets an exorcism as soon as possible. She needs conversion. She needs help. She perhaps has schizophrenia. I don't know if she knows who she is. She has different accents. She's not very bright at all. I don't even know how a person this fake, this disingenuous, this dumb, this demonic can rise this far in the political echelon without the help of Satan. I don't understand. But everyone needs to be aware of this. Even if you're a person who are voting in this election and you were thinking about voting for the Democrats, you should, and you're a Catholic, you should really examine your brain and ask yourself, why would you vote for someone who hates you? Who's actually put evidence out there that she hates you and what you believe as a Catholic, that she hates your church. Now, she won't even show up for dinner at the Al Smith dinner with Catholics. Like, she won't even do that. She hates you and what you believe. She hates Christ and his church. So if you're a Catholic and you're thinking about voting for Kamala, just question yourself. And think, okay, man, I always vote Democrat because, you know, I've been doing that culturally for a long time. But man, at this point in time, you really have to sit there and ask yourself some real hard questions. Is it time to stop? Like, if you vote for Kamala Harris and she hates you and what you stand for, where's your limit? Where's your barrier? I mean, do you have any, like, just personal standards, like who you won't vote for? And I'm not saying you have to vote for President Trump. Maybe that's going too far for you. Maybe it is. But at some point in time, you have to say, well, this person, if back in 2000 and, you know, before, you're voting for, like, child sacrifice candidates, and somehow you were able to justify that. Maybe you were saying, oh, the other person they'll kill people too. I don't know what your reasoning were. But at some point in time, now you have a person who obsesses about child sacrifice, who obsesses about persecuting your church. Where's the line at? Is it now? If it's not now, when? That you're going to stand up and be a Catholic. By either voting for the other person or just abstaining and just preserving your soul, man. My goodness. Stand up for something. Have some sort of standards about your life. So, and for those of you who are voting for Trump or not voting at all, I think you probably already understand how evil the Democratic Party is. And you said, you know, this guy here, you know, he's going to do also some weird things. Some of those things are anti-Catholic, but man, this other person is just flatly demonic and is perhaps possessed. So I get where you stand as well. But the message I want to get out there is just how anti-Catholic bigotry has become normalized. how the Democrats, for so long, they were talking about reproductive health and reproductive rights, and how now they're just openly saying the word abortion. And that's really Kamala Harris's contribution this election cycle. She's moved beyond just this word game and this language of trying to hide what they're really doing and what they're really about. And so by campaigning openly at Planned Parenthood, by standing on this record of being an anti-Catholic, by running an entire campaign, her biggest issue is child sacrifice. Just how she's made that so normal and how she's just been so openly pro-abortion shows that there has been, she could be given a credit for a shift that's happened in this country, that we're no longer hiding what we're doing. This is child sacrifice. This is killing babies in the womb, and it's normalized. That it is Kamala Harris' contribution to this has permanently made this a political issue, not a moral issue. And that's really the whole issue with the life issue in the United States. That it's in the United States, life is a political issue, whether it's capital punishment, whether it's abortion. These are not moral issues. These are political issues. And that's what makes the United States in this regard such a sick country. We don't address this subject. We don't address life morally. We address it politically, whatever it is. Capital punishment, abortion, the lives of people who are living on the streets or people who are coming back from war and are harmed. Everything is just a political issue, whether it's old age, whether it's even education. Everything which the church teaches us are moral issues, just human rights from God. We want to address this political issues and address them through policy rather than through Christ and his grace. So it's a very sick time, and the bar has moved thanks to Kamala Harris. And I think Donald Trump is, unless the Democrats figure out a way to cheat like never before, I think Donald Trump does become president. And I think maybe things... Democrats have been in charge for what, 12 of the last 16 years. So that's a lot of things to undo that they've done that I don't think you can. But I think what Catholics have to do, what Christians have to do, they have to somehow recapture the conversation and make it no longer about the political issues, make these no longer political issues, but just human life issues and moral issues. And I think that's the only way to return these conversations and the discussions and these actions and policy and laws back to sanity. They have to become about morals and values. And we have to return to Christ being king and his law being all that we need. So this is David O'Gray Show, off code, unscripted, St. Dominic's Media. I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.